Now at 5 o'clock this morning, another Olympic medal for Ireland, bronze. Belfast boxer Aidan Walsh joined the elite of Irish sport, comfortably winning his quarter-final welterweight fight against Mervyn Clare of Mauritius. And he has a chance of going one better when he fights again on Sunday. We can talk now to Aidan's mother, Martine Walsh. Martine, good morning. How does it feel to be the mother of an Olympic medalist? You must be very proud this morning.
Oh, I'm so proud. So proud. Over the moon.
Well, we're all very proud of him. And you have not what one, but two Olympians in the family, because Michaela, his sister, was there too.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell me about Aidan. What's he like?
Okay, Aidan's as I say, him and Michaela, they're just down, you know, training all the time. They're focusing every, you know, they're always doing everything together. And, you know, they work so hard and all the hard work's paid off now. For Aidan, you know, I was disappointed with Michaela, but you know, that's it wasn't meant to be.
Yes, they're very close, aren't they?
Oh, they are very, very close. So they are.
Yeah.
They do everything together, you know.
Yeah, he spoke about her this morning and said that she was his best friend and kept him in the boxing.
That's right. That's right. Uh huh.
Mm. And tell me about watching the fight yourself. What was going through your mind?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Yes, you just don't know, because you say, oh yes, they're winning, and you just don't know with the judges, you know. You have to wait till their hands raised. That's when I really, you know, my nerves stay away with, so they do, like, you know, but
I just can't
believe it.
Have you spoken to Aidan at all today?
Yeah, I was speaking to him just briefly, and Michaela. Mm. I just got talking a wee bit to them, and they said, I'll talk to you. Them later on when they get settled in back into their village, you know.
How is he?
Oh, cloud nine. He's over the moon. Ready to go for the next one now, you know. He's buzzing. And
yeah.
Michaela's so pleased, as he said, that medal's for me and Michaela, he said, you know.
Fair play. And tell me about the preparation that he put in over the last couple of months. Are you there?
Oh, sorry?
Yeah, tell me about the preparation that he put in.
Oh, just worked so hard. I just train, constantly training. And every day of the week, more or less, you know. They never stopped, you know.
Well,
three sessions a day they had, you know. It was constant training, you know.
Well,
all the hard work paid off.
It certainly has paid off. And we're also joined by Aidan's sparring partner at Monkstown Boxing Club, Daryl Clark. Daryl, good morning. A very proud day, no doubt, for yourself and for the club as well. What are your thoughts this morning?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal achievement. You know, no one deserves it more. He's dedicated his life. So is Michaela. Unfortunately, Michaela isn't, you know, up there with him. But it's an amazing achievement, everyone in Monkstown. And then the boxing club are incredibly proud of him. We know he's going to go the whole way and get the gold as well. It doesn't stop here. But what a phenomenal achievement. And, you know, we're just so proud to call him a club mate.
You're his sparring partner. He's very hard to hit, isn't he?
He is. You know, we've served many rounds. And it's just amazing learning from him, because he is such, you know, a natural, talented person. And he's, as you said, he's very incredibly hard to hit. But, you know, he always learns something off him. And, you know, it's just amazing to share the experience and share the ring with him.
I was watching
we can share the ring with Olympic medals.
That's right. You can indeed. And I was, the commentator on RT this morning said that Aidan, he boxed with his brain as well as with his gloves, because he really got the tactics right this morning, didn't he? He stayed out of trouble.
Yeah, he did, and he knows his range very, very well, and, you know, he's very boxing smart. He was able to keep his range and get them right hands off as well, and, you know, they got the game plan right, same as the fight before, you know. They're getting it right, and it's working for them, so we're looking forward to the next one, and he's going to change that colour, and we know he's going to go
away. We're all looking forward to that on Sunday morning around 4 o'clock. Martine, he has that bronze in the bag now. Another big fight, as we said, on Sunday when he takes on Pat McCormack from Team GB in a fight for that silver medal. How do you feel about going into that? How will you feel over the weekend?
Oh yes, I'll be there. Like, but I'll be nervous. But I'll just be backing them all the way, you know.
You will indeed. And where will you watch the fight?
We actually go to my brother's house. We didn't want to break the, we always go there, so we wanted to stick with the plan going all the time round, break it, you know. So we do that there, go to my brother's house and bring everybody with us, you know.
Well, good luck over the weekend. He's done the country proud this morning, and we wish
Thank
him
you.
and yourselves the best of luck over the weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend, so we can all set the clocks early for us and have a lie-in then later. Martine and Daryl, thank you very much for joining us. It's